The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 5 o'clock hour on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It is a delight, an honor, and a privilege to be your host this afternoon. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, tonight we wrap up another semester of the Genoa Bible Institute. I am just so honored to be one of the teachers in Genoa Bible Institute. We're finishing up the second semester in the inaugural first year of the Bible Institute. This is an institute for post-high school students who want to further their Christian education. Several classes are being offered each semester. The last two semesters, I have had the privilege of teaching a class on basic Bible doctrine. And in both semesters, I have just had the most incredible students. It has just been thoroughly enjoyable. Students who want to learn Scripture. So we wrap it up tonight. Final exam. Yeah, tonight is the final exam. If you're interested, the next semester will be in the fall. I'm not sure when. I am assuming either the end of August or sometime in September will be the next semester for the Genoa Bible Institute. If you're interested, GenoaChurch.org, I believe. Genoa Baptist Church in Westerville, GenoaChurch.org, I believe, is the website. And there is a tab there for the Genoa Bible Institute if you're interested. I really believe this is going to grow and expand as more people hear about it. There are just a lot of people who want to know more about the Bible. They have not had the opportunity to go away to Bible college. Here's an opportunity. You don't have to travel. You don't have to go away and actually go to a real Bible institute. So anyway, we wrap up this semester tonight with basic Bible doctrine. To be really honest, I am not certain what I'll be teaching in the next semester. Anyway, welcome. It is the 5 o'clock hour. It is difficult to comprehend how, and I want to say this carefully and cautiously, I deal with so many sensitive topics where people could be offended, and I try very, very hard to deal with controversial topics in a non-offensive manner. But it is difficult, I think, to understand how the black community has been so overwhelmingly supportive of the Democrat Party. I mean, seriously, it's hard to understand when you look at a whole bunch of facts. It was the Democrats who came up with the war on poverty. That was LBJ. I remember the war on poverty back in the 60s, and the Democrats We're going to alleviate poverty in America. They declared war on poverty, particularly in the black community. And so many promises were made to black Americans by the Democrats. Here is my contention. And if you think I'm wrong, give me a call. Let's talk about it. 877-BOB-LIVE. They haven't kept any of those promises. If you look objectively at the black family in the 1960s and fast forward to 2024, more fatherlessness, more single parents, more babies born without a father in the home. Poverty is actually higher after over 60 years of promise after promise after promise after promise after promise. Elect us, vote for us, we will eliminate poverty. Poverty is worse in minority communities today than it was when the so-called war on poverty began. In other words, it didn't work. The promises were not kept. Promises to unite us. We are more divided today than ever before, and mostly not because of the conservative right, but the liberal left. And then abortion. No one has supported Planned Parenthood and the American abortion industry more than the Democrat Party. Joe Biden is the most pro-abortion president in American history. All right, now what do we know about Planned Parenthood? This is not a secret. It's not hidden. Planned Parenthood was organized, founded by Margaret Sanger. What do we know about Margaret Sanger? She was a flaming racist. She believed that black people were inferior. She sometimes referred to them and others as weeds, human weeds. She spoke to KKK rallies because she believed that certain people were inferior, including blacks and others. They should not be able to reproduce at the same rates as white people. It was eugenics. There is a great deal of similarity between how Margaret Sanger looked at race and Adolf Hitler looked at race. It's true. Margaret Sanger was an advocate of eugenics, getting rid of the inferior so the superior can reproduce. People who are mentally ill should not be able to reproduce, and minorities shouldn't be able to reproduce at the same rate. That's why contraceptives began to be offered to blacks. This is for your good. You can't afford to have a baby. Here's some contraceptives. But not everybody wanted to take the contraceptives, so, well, we'll just kill your baby. Planned Parenthood is the fulfillment of Margaret Sanger's dream of reducing the black population. It is no accident that Planned Parenthood puts 86% of its abortion centers in black communities. And by the way, that's a brand new statistic. This is current. Planned Parenthood puts 86% of its abortion centers in black communities. This is the dream of Margaret Sanger. And yet Planned Parenthood receives over $100 million a year in federal funding because of Democrats. Abortion is supported by Democrats almost entirely. And the dream of Margaret Sanger is being furthered by the Democrat Party. How is it possible that something that is so obvious has become so obscure? 86% of abortion, of Planned Parenthood abortion centers in black communities. If you don't believe me, check out the history of Margaret Sanger. No, check it out for yourself. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, how many times have you heard me say, everything the liberal left touches, they destroy. Even the things they support, they destroy. Look no further than solar energy in California. Yes, the liberal progressive left in California several years ago said, we're going to put solar panels on every house in California. We're going to save the planet. We're going to get away from fossil fuels. And in fact, in many cities and municipalities in California, you are required to install solar panels because we hate fossil fuels. We're not going to mess up the environment. We're going to save the planet. And so they were predicting solar energy would explode in popularity in California. And it did for a very short time. Well, what changed it? California said, ooh, everybody's putting up solar panels. Yeah, because you told us to. Wow. How can we make money for the state from all these solar panels that everybody's putting up? Ah, we know. A tax. We will start taxing solar panels and solar energy. They called it net metering 3.0. Yeah, net metering 3.0. It came into effect on April 15th of last year. April 15th of 2023. As a result, rooftop solar installations have plummeted. Yeah. Why? Well, people in California were told, well, yeah, it's going to cost you some money to, you know, put up solar panels, but you can recoup all of your cost in 7 years, 8 years, and then after that, it's pure gravy. Well, now with net metering 3.0, it will not take 8 years to recoup your cost. It will take 15 to 20 years to recoup your cost of installing the solar panels. And so people in California are dumb, but they're not stupid. And so people in California said, well, you know, if I could get my money back in 8 years, yeah, okay. 15 or 20 years? No. Here is a report out of California. Let me read it for you. California has long championed renewable energy, but a change in the state's policies last year has led to a sharp decline in the installation of residential rooftop solar in the state. Thousands of companies, including installers, manufacturers, and distributors, are reeling from the new policy, which took effect in April of last year, and greatly reduced incentives that had encouraged homeowners to install solar panels. Since the change, sales of rooftop solar installations in California have dropped by 85%. 85%, according to a report by Ohm Analytics, a research firm that tracks the solar marketplace. Industry groups project that installations in the state will drop another 40% this year and continue to decline through at least 2028. Construct Sun, a solar installation company that is based in Reno, Nevada, has stopped doing business in California after its sales dried up 4 months after the new California policy began. Executives said the company was now focusing its efforts on Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio. The nation's largest residential solar company, Sunrun, which is based in San Francisco, has cut 2,000 jobs after California regulators reduced the rooftop incentives. May I repeat? The liberal, progressive, left kills, destroys everything they touch. So the state-initiated program to get people in California to install solar panels on the roof has been basically destroyed because of the greed of the same legislators who wanted to encourage people to put solar panels on their roof. And now the legislators in California are asking the state Supreme Court to step in. Well, why? They created the mess, and they're asking the state Supreme Court to bail them out? That is the mindset of the liberal, progressive left. Everything they touch, they destroy. Even things that they're supposedly four. Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, we need to step away for a moment. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on The Word, AM 880. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll return quickly.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.